Here's the dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
That's right. It's time for You Big Dummy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the dummiest. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A woman used a taxi as a getaway car, and she's been arrested. According to police reports, a Gainesville woman entered an Arby's restaurant on Sunday and demanded money from the workers. She was given about $300 and exited the store. Workers then saw her flag down a cab, which drove her away. Police were called, given the information, and she was found still in the cab a short time later.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Soul to the dummy with the black mustache.
It doesn't say she was armed with anything. She just came into an Arby's and said, I want money?
She was armed.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. What? Oh, man. All right. Hey, by the way, speaking of Arby's, which I love. And it's a damn shame that a lot of them are closed in the Chicago area, that you can't get to them anymore. Did you see the picture, Dan, of Patton Oswalt after the Emmys?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. Because you know Patton Oswalt's wife passed away, and he won the Emmy. He won an Emmy on last Sunday night. And, you know, he dedicated it to his wife. I mean, his wife was only in her 40s when she died. Suddenly, like out of nowhere. There was a picture of his post Emmy party. It wasn't really a party, but where he was post Emmys, he was by himself in an Arby's with the Emmy sitting on the table. They said they took a picture. Made me cry the first time I saw it. I was like, I can't believe this. It's Arby's. It's like midnight, you know, in LA. He's by himself in an Arby's with the Emmy sitting there, and he's got like Arby's food in front of him. All by himself. It's so sad. So sad. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back with more dummies. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We continue with You Big Dummy. Dummy number two, dummy number two. Two dummies, dummy number two. I actually spotted this one, Dan.
Thank you very much for contributing. Unfortunately, you can't win a Lou Malnati, despite the fact it's 50 feet from your door.
I just walk across the street and get one. By the way, can we put this one up? Because you know how special the mugshot is of this guy. All right, here we go. And by the way, we're going to throw this up, and if you want to see the mugshot on this guy. All right, here we go. An employee of a McDonald's restaurant in Canada was accused of stealing more than 80 pounds of chicken McNuggets by allegedly hiding them in his rectum. 31-year-old Andy Brown was arrested Friday morning by Ottawa police after a cavity search revealed four condoms filled with frozen chicken nuggets hidden in his anal cavity. According to McDonald's spokesman, Mr. Brown's employer had suspected him of stealing food for some time and had already searched him on five occasions, but they never seemed to find anything on him. A search of Mr. Brown's locker revealed a large jar of Vaseline and dozens of unused condoms. Mr. Brown now faces five charges of petty theft and two charges of possession of stolen property.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Dummy number three is presented to us by Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline, for being our reader. She wins a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, Jacqueline, take it away.
This is Jacqueline for You Big Dummy. Authorities in Pennsylvania said a suspected drug dealer who dropped his phone while fleeing police took to Facebook to warn others not to call him. Police were investigating James Lee Hankins, 25, who was suspected of selling drugs under the street name D. Brown. Investigators said undercover detectives contacted Hankins and made a controlled purchase Monday, after which the suspect was ordered to the ground. Hankins fled the scene but dropped his cell phone on the ground, investigators said. Police set up a perimeter and found him in a nearby basement, shirtless, and using a computer to access Facebook. Police discovered he had just posted a warning to friends not to try to contact him via his lost phone because it had been stolen. Hankins was arrested on multiple drug charges, as well as counts of burglary, evidence tampering, resisting arrest, and criminal trespass. And now back to you, Nick.
Nice job, Jacqueline. Nice read. She sounded very professional.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. Man driving alone attempted to use the carpool lane with a giant cutout of Donald Trump's head as a fake passenger. The incident occurred Tuesday morning when a Washington State trooper noticed the man alone except for the picture of Trump tied to the passenger headrest. Upon being pulled over, the officer told the driver, "This is just awesome," but still handed him a $136 ticket for violating the law. Police spokesman Rick Johnson said, "You see a lot of things in your career, including mannequins, but this was something else. The man was not allowed to keep the cutout." No, the man was allowed to keep the cutout.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A man robbing a store left his fingerprints on a bottle of Windex that he was using to clean off his fingerprints. According to a Delray Beach police arrest report, the heist happened in August at the Metro PCS store. Police discovered the burglars shut off power to the building, leaving surveillance cameras and alarms disabled. An investigator at the scene was unable to turn up any fingerprints until finding the bottle of Windex. The suspect used Windex to remove his fingerprints from the displays and the surrounding area, but forgot to remove his fingerprints from the bottle itself. Based on a fingerprint match, Jonathan Dorse was arrested on Wednesday. Dorse faces burglary and grand theft charges, and he was booked into Palm Beach County and held on $13,000 bail.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
All right, we got a vote. It's a pretty interesting group of idiots, dummies this week. Okay. We got the dummy who used a cab as a getaway car. We've got the dummy who tried to steal McNuggets by hiding them in his rectum. We got the dummy who lost his phone running from the cops, then used Facebook to tell people not to call him. We got the dummy who used a cutout of Donald Trump's head so he could use the carpool lane. And we got the dummy who left his fingerprints on a bottle of Windex. All right. Let's vote. I don't know if Vic is. I don't see Vic in his seat, so maybe he won't participate this morning. But Dan, who are you thinking?
You know, first impulse was to go with the Windex guy, just because that the irony there is so beautiful.
Yeah,
I always love it when we find out that criminal is shirtless. That always adds nice element of things.
Yeah.
But you know, I was thinking more and more about it. The question was, did she always plan to use the cab as the getaway, or just realize it after she left the Arby's and then had to, you know, flag down the cab?
Oh, God, what am I going to do? I forgot about this.
So either way, pretty dumb.
Okay.
So
you're going Arby's dummy.
Number one, yes.
Okay. And Vic is not.
Yeah, Vic won't be able to join
okay.
us.
Okay. All right. In traffic is Esmeralda. Esmeralda, who are you voting for?
Chicken nuggets.
You're going with the chicken nuggets?
How? What was he doing with them?
He frozen chicken nuggets up his rectum.
Yeah, but like, how many can you, like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to see the guy's mugshot. You truly have to see this guy's mugshot.
How many can you get out of the fast food joint to actually make this worth it?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, you can get six nuggets for like 99 cents. I really don't see.
And you probably got a discount.
Yeah.
Probably got them for free at the end of the night.
Yeah, I used to eat 50 pounds of McNuggets when I worked at McDonald's 30-something years ago. All right, I'm going to go with Rectum McDonald's. Yeah, I'm going with Rectum Nuggets. That's his name, right? Rectum Nuggets?
You know what? From this picture, it makes sense.
Oh, I know. That's the. And again, you got to look at this guy's mugshot. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. You got to see this guy's mugshot.
Okay. I like that he had it all planned, though.
He did. It was very elaborate. He had Vaseline. He had condoms. He was all ready for McNuggets, so he could steal McNuggets. Okay. All right. Do we have time for a couple?
Yeah, we can get a couple.
All right, hold on a second. Why don't I just do this? F-bomb.
Out of context. Context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, straight out of context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that sounds dirty, pull it out of context, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
Eric heard this one of Steve Cochran.
It is smaller.
Okay.
Stephen Oakbrook submitted another one of Steve Cochran.
End of summer kind of whack job here.
Okay.
Zach emailed this one of you.
It was always sticky because the stuff would drip out along the sides.
Oh, man.
What was I talking about? Mercurochrome.
Right.
Okay. One more and then we...
One more. We want to say thank you to Eric. He and his brother listen to us when they open up their bakery every day.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
And we want to thank him because he sent in an early one of Lou Manfredini.
It should suck with pretty good force.
There you go, Esmeralda. We always dedicate Lou Manfredini's Out of Context to the lovely Esmeralda Leon.
Yeah.
All right. We got a break here. The news is next.
So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as
F-bomb.
As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight.
Out of context. Context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. Yeah. Context.
We are in the middle of Straight Out of Context. I'm Nick DiGilio, your overnight dude, here 2 to 5 a.m. weekday mornings. And Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and at 6 o'clock it's Steve Cochran Show, and Justin Kaufman is filling in for Steve this Friday morning. We got Fly Jams Friday coming up. Get your requests going, 312-981-7200. But let's get back to Straight Out of Context. Okay, Dan.
And we return with one of you. This is courtesy of Wild Bill.
Who's the guy who did Strokin'? My dad's favorite song of all time. Okay.
Another one of you from Kathy.
Simon Le Bon needs to deliver it directly to my bedroom.
Yeah.
That wasn't even out of context, was it? What was he going to deliver? Oh, the game. That's right. All right.
So we think. Ted submitted this one of Amy Guth.
Nice plug.
Wow. All right. The lovely Amy Guth. Okay.
Amy and Tom emailed this one of Esmeralda.
Did you get on top of it?
What were we talking about?
That was actually on her fill-in with John Hansen.
Oh, that was... Oh. Okay. Oh.
I have no clue what I was talking about.
You and John Hansen talking about getting on top of things? Is that what's going to happen on Sunday morning at 2 a.m.?
Yep.
Okay. We'll tune in.
Stay tuned. Okay. Also of Esmeralda, Brian sent in this one.
Why does it grow so big? I sound so like naive. Like, what's happening?
What's going on?
Oh wait.
Oh. Are these all from her fill-in?
Some are. Okay. Some are part of our show.
Some are part of our show. Okay. All right. Because you get more. You'll get more of the chances to take things straight out of context when Esmeralda hosts with John Hansen on Sunday morning, 2 a.m. Make sure you tune in.
Brian heard this one of Eric Childress.
Gets everyone off, basically.
Yeah. You know what? I knew that when it came out of his mouth. I knew that that was going to – I have no question about it. I knew that that was going to go, going to be a part of our show. Okay.
Wild Bill submitted this exchange between Roger Badish and John Hansen.
And if it does warm up, it's going to start to expand.
Okay.
It explodes because it expands.
It's only been 3.5-4 hours. I might be okay. But it's going to be big.
What is going on?
We were talking about sodas.
Sodas in thermos bottles.
Yeah.
Oh.
And okay. I think he left a soda in the freezer.
Okay. Oh, no, you can't put pop in a can of pop?
I think so.
No, you can't put a can of pop in the freezer.
Yeah.
No. Shall explode. Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Lou Manfredini.
All right, I need a really hard one for later.
For later. He's going to save that for later. Oh, man. Okay.
Peter sent in this exchange between Carl Mari and Lisa Wolf.
Lisa Carl. Likes the shows with the organ.
I do.
Oh, man. Okay.
Brian heard this one of Sam Paniatovich.
Well, Swanee, if we can't get Dave and Andrea off, you and I could just peer through the window of the whole show. Well,
oh, man. Oh, that's a good one. That's good. All right.
Wild Bill submitted this one of Dan Hampton.
We didn't touch him.
I'm not going to laugh because Hampton will kill me. I do not laugh at anything unless Hampton wants me to laugh. Okay.
Wild Bill also sent in this one of Mark Carmen.
Who's he going to play with?
Okay.
Mike called in this one of Lisa Wolf.
I've done a few handcuffs. I'm really into the handcuff thing.
What? Things getting weird on the old time radio show right there.
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that.
Oh, no.
Barbara texted this one of Carl and Lisa.
I might even put one in your mouth. I'll just go like that.
I'll just sit here and wait to be fed.
I can't wait to see them Sunday night into Monday morning. Okay.
Harold sent in this one of Roger Badish.
Of course it's going to squirt at you.
What?
He knows so well about those things.
Oh, man. All right.
Harold also heard this one. Of Violetta Podramatic and Tom Skilling.
It doesn't look that hard.
It doesn't look hard?
Oh, listen to how disappointed Tom was. It doesn't look hard? Okay.
Next up, Curtin, Connecticut, and Brian submitted this one of Esmeralda.
If you leave it on your tongue for a second, it has a sweet coating. So it's like, ooh, it's sweet. But then you have to swallow it because then it'll taste like medicine.
I remember that discussion. Okay.
Kari in Louisville emailed this one of Wendy.
I got your Ample Hills right here.
Geez, that's only one of Wendy so far this week.
Maybe because it's Kevin Richter. Maybe it's Kevin Richter doing it because he's been off because he's on the honeymoon.
Oh, okay.
So maybe really he's the dirty one.
Yeah, okay.
An 815 texter heard these of you and Esmeralda.
His bush was very funny.
But that's what I think of when I think of Bush now.
God. All right, next.
Ken in Milwaukee submitted this one of Violetta.
Maybe he never went down.
Okay.
Tim sent in this one of Esmeralda.
But I couldn't tell you where to put it.
Okay.
Katie and Brian sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I get a little nervous, but I can pull it out.
Oh. Oh. Wow. Welcome back to the show, Esmeralda. You were gone for a week, and now you're dominating. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Rokan.
Are you asking for more staff? Is that what you're doing?
Okay.
Jesse sent in another one of Esmeralda.
Good God, Esmeralda.
You imagine all that meat? Da-dunk, da-dunk.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. All right.
And finally, Jesse submitted this one of you.
I had six. I think that's the most I've ever had.
Wow.
Okay.
Vix. Wow.
Wow. All right. That's you straight out of context. All right, here we go.